Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and we got a legend with us right now. Okay, this is someone who is a four-time World Series champ. He was a Rookie of the Year. He was an eight-time All-Star. He's given back to the community in many different ways. We're going to talk about it. It's my main man, Dow Strawberry. Dow, how you doing?
I'm doing good, JR. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate you for taking the time to hop on. I mean, there's so much going on. Today's a big news day in the world of sports. I got to ask you about your former team. There's a guy, Robinson Cano. I mean, right before we get to chatting, he suspended a second time, steroids. Do you think this man's career is over? I mean, he's going to be 39 by the time he comes back. He has the X on his back.
Well, it's definitely a sad day for him and his family and his circle of people. You know, obviously, he's been through this process before. And of course, there's a lot there. You know, you're talking about $24, $25 million loss. And, you know, it's going to hurt who he is. And, you know, all the things that he accomplished when he played in New York City. And, you know, he went on to go free agent and he ended up in Seattle. And you know, these things have really caused him a lot of problems. You know, the distraction from, you know, him playing at the highest level that he's capable, because he's such a fine young player, you know, and his tools speaks for itself. But, you know, at the same time, you know, he continues to fall short in some areas. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, he can really think about, you know, where he's at and where he's going and what's next for himself.
We're chatting it up with Dow Strawberry. Dow, talking about the organization, we know the Mets are under new ownership. Steve Cohen is now the man in charge. What does this mean for the team moving forward?
Well, it means that they, you know, have a new ownership, a guy that loves the franchise, a guy that really cares about winning, cares about the fans. I think that's more important than anything, because your fan base is who you are. And for the Mets fan base, it's been just a horrible feeling for, you know, the last decade or so, you know, that they haven't really won a championship. Of course, they've been, you know, in the series, you know, but they've been in playoffs, but still fans like to win. You know, nobody wants to continue to go home empty-handed. And, you know, for a very long time, it's been very frustrating for them, you know, with the ownership that was there in the past. But, you know, now you have a guy that's stepping in, and hopefully he will come in and turn things around and make it exciting for, you know, baseball in Queens again.
Dow Strawberry is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Dow, when you talk about what's gone on in baseball just this past year and dealing with COVID and having the 2 months and then also the postseason, what are your overall thoughts on the year? I mean, I hear you hear MVP and Cy Young, and yeah, you can only play the games that were presented to you. But what do you think about the season overall, what we just got?
I don't really think it was an overall season. I think it was just a season in the middle of a crisis, and you had to make the best out of it. And probably for some players that don't like being around fans and fans booing them, you know, probably was good for them, you know. But I just, most guys, you know, I know they like to play in front of fans, because you can, your performance is so much greater when you do that in front of fans. And because they really push you and drive you to, you know, be better at what you're doing. So I think it was really challenging for a lot of guys. And, you know, just having a short season and being able to give away awards, I think they should have just pushed those two kind of to the side and you know, say, hey, you know, everybody's the MVP. You know, everybody has, you know, put their life on the line to play in a year like this. And we just need to make the most out of it for all the players. I think, you know, all the players were MVP from, you know, going out there and playing under, you know, those kind of conditions.
Well, Darryl, I'll tell you this. One thing I certainly missed this past season were the Houston Astros getting booed. Everybody got punished except for the players out there. I mean, you know, we might got a fastball here and there, but I feel like they got off scot-free.
Well, they're no different than anybody else. Everybody cheats. You know, they just got caught. You know, baseball has been a game for in sports, or, you know, cheating for a very long time. And if you know how to do it and getting away with it, it works to your advantage. I think what happened with them is just, it's more social media and more TV stuff, you know, that they have, you know, in their dugouts and stuff. We didn't have that in the times of playing. So you learn how to steal signs a different way. So stealing signs is part of the game. You know, they just went a little bit too much overboard with stealing signs.
Okay. Well, final questions here, especially on the baseball side. You're beloved in New York. Met fans love you. Yankee fans love you. You're one of the rarities there. What message would you have for Met fans moving forward?
Well, I would hope that they would get some real dedicated players. Not that the players not are dedicated, but that really want to be there. And I would hope they get some more players that can actually play, you know, be able to go first to third, you know, and get ball players that can do all kind of things instead of just one thing. I think you need more of those type of players on your team. We had that on our teams that I was coming. Guys can do a little bit of everything. Guys can run, steal bases. It's not always about hitting home runs. You got to learn how to manufacture runs in different ways. And I think a lot of times they think, well, the home run isn't going to always come. That's not going to always happen. Yeah, of course, I was a home run hitter, but we learned to score runs. You know, you learn to set the table up, and being able to be more fundamentally sound, I think, is important. Being able to get runners over, being able to get runs in from third base, you know, with less than two outs, you know, those kind of things are so important for you to be successful and learn how to win in New York City.
Well, isn't that a lost art just in general across all of baseball? I mean, you can have stats and analytics and numbers, but sometimes it's like the gut and the soul of baseball is lost into a computer, no?
Well, yeah, the gut and soul of baseball is lost inside of a computer, because either you have talented players or you don't, you know, and I think it's so important. The difference between the Dodgers, you know, they're very talented players, you know, and that's why they've been able to get to the World Series so many times. They finally, you know, got over the hump, you know, and finally won one. But, you know, they've been there for a while because of the talent, kind of talent they have, you know, building the farm system. I think the Mets got to get back to building the farm system. When I came up, we had a lot of players in the farm system that were very talented. And your championship teams are going to come from your homegrown players in your farm system. And you got to get back to rebuilding that. And I think that's so important, so critical for them.
We're chatting it up with Darryl Strawberry here on CBS Sports Radio. When you talk about the talent that Major League Baseball has, it sometimes seems like they're lacking in the promotion of that talent, like the talent and their personalities are suppressed. What are your thoughts on that and trying to grow the game? And Mike Trout could walk through the mall right now and, you know, he wouldn't get that same response as another star athlete here in the country.
Well, yeah, it's different, you know, because, you know, baseball's so different now, and, you know, and those players are great players, and they have the recognition, Trout and all these different guys. But I think you have to blend in more. You got to blend in, you know, more African-American players. You know, in my days, it was more of that and more a lot of us that were stars in the game and stuff like that. And I think that has made a difference in, you know, recognition, you know, from teams, you know. And I think there are other things that make recognition from teams, because you only have one good player on the team. It doesn't suit you. You're not going anywhere, you know. And I think what happened back in the days of our playing, we had five, six stars on the team, which made people come out to the ballpark to see, even when we were like on the road, you know, they thought we were like a rock star team, you know, because we had names, you know, you had Gooden, you had Hernandez, you had Carter, you had Knight, you know, you had Mitchell, you had, you know, different players, you know, just along the line that was always going to do something, and fans enjoy that. And I think when you have a player and you stack all your ingredients in one player, it's not going to bring about a winning. And I think that's why you saw the Dodgers were, like I said before, so successful, because they had so many different players with stardom on them, and they do so many different things, and they could beat you in so many different ways. So a lot of teams are now like that. And we used to be like that back in the 80s. That's what made us so good. Back in the 90s when I played with the Yankees, that's why we were so good.
Man, you talk about stacking talent, Darryl. We finally, unfortunately, we didn't get the Hall of Fame this year. Derek Jeter is going to go in next season. But we just saw the ballot, and Nick Swisher is on it. Okay, solid, solid player. Okay, he's a solid dude. But Nick Swisher is on a Hall of Fame ballot. Do you feel Cooperstown has gotten watered down?
Well, you know, you don't want to come against any player. You know, every player that goes out there, they put their heart into what they're doing. I just think the talent is level is not what it used to be. You know, when the Bonds and the Clemens and those guys should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame too, you know, one day. And, you know, the players of the times that we played were players that you come to the ballpark and you was like, I got to watch these guys play because these guys are really good and they do special things every night. So, you know, I just think the player level is just not at the same as it was. You know, I think it's so much easier to be in the big leagues today. You don't have to be, you know, a guy that is productive, you know, like you know, most guys. And you could be on the bench and you could be making $10 million sitting on the bench today. You couldn't do that in our days. $10 million players were on the field. So it's a different time. You know, it's a different ball game.
We're chatting it up with Dow Strawberry here on CBS Sports Radio. You're definitely right. It's a different ball game. We got pitchers being sat down after five innings. We got batters. Oh, no, we got to sit you down after three at-bats. It's a different space. So I hope things can turn back. To switch gears here as we kind of wind down, Darryl, tonight, NBA draft. It's a crazy world. We have a whole bunch of incoming rookies. They're not going to have the general program that we would traditionally see. What advice would you give to these young men who are getting ready to basically go from adolescents and teenagers into professionals in a big league like this?
Well, the professional level is different. You know, there's going to be a lot of temptations, a lot of challenges for them. And, you know, they just got to be able to be able to safeguard their heart more than anything, not their head, because you can get lost, you know, thinking you all that in a bag of chips, you know, and, you know, they need to really reel in who they are, you know, inside their heart and safeguard their life, because the challenges out there are going to be so different than college was and everything. You could walk around, you know, college, you'd be the big star and everything. You get away with a lot of everything. But now you're running into a society that videos everything and tapes everything. So just be careful, young guys. That's the advice what I would give to them.
Well, Darryl, you're from L.A. You played in New York. You played in Los Angeles. What are the trappings of those cities? Or does it matter where you play? Or does New York or L.A. really put an emphasis on what can happen away from the field, away from the court?
Well, of course, New York is a bigger city. L.A. is a bigger city. So it's more things to involve yourself in. If you go into a quieter place, it's a lot more simple, you know, if you're in Seattle somewhere, and nothing wrong with that. It's just a beautiful place, but it's quiet. You know, it's not as busy, you know, New York never closed down. LA never closed down, open up all night, you know, and you can find yourself in a lot of different places that you don't belong in.
Oh, we certainly know about that. Dow Strawberry is here with us. You know, even LaVar Ball, LaMelo Ball has gotten drafted. His dad has calmed down and we haven't heard from him too much. And he even makes a comment today about, you know, the type of women and the quality of women an NBA player might find. How distracting is it to even have family potentially be involved in your transition towards being a professional?
Well, you know, it's going to be, you really shouldn't, you know, downgrade the women and everything, you know, because it's the guy's decision more than anything to put themselves out there and do what they do and everything. And so, you know, like I said, the temptations are real. You know, it's important that you have boundaries and have some type of structure in your life and keep your focus on what you're doing. And I think that's what young players have to do that are getting drafted and getting in the spotlight, because what's next is it's a lot that's next in this list. It's a lot that's real. It's a totally different lifestyle than it was, like I said, playing at these, you know, college and lower levels where you play when you go into the professional level, because everything is first class and there's no no's. Everybody wants to tell you yes all the time. You can do whatever you want. So you got to be careful about the yes, man, and learn to say no to yourself.
The Dow Strawberry is here with us. You are always dropping knowledge. You're spreading the good word. You're letting people know about your experiences. Tomorrow, you're doing something amazing with a new platform called Monument. What exactly is going to go down on Thursday night?
Well, Thursday night is going to be a live conversation to help people who are struggling, who have challenges and want to change their their way. Monument is a great platform, you know, for treatment, you know, to help those that are trying to get sober from alcohol, whatever kind of substance abuse. You know, I'm in recovery for a long time. And, you know, there's a lot of struggles with people in the midst of a pandemic. And I just want to encourage people, you know, and share my experience, strength, and hope. You know, I give it back to people and hopefully they can understand that it's real and it could happen to anybody. I don't care if you're black, white, rich, poor, you know, it can happen to you. You can get caught up in the midst of, you know, any kind of drinking and substance abuse and lead you down the wrong road. It's real life. And, you know, what they're doing is real life. And, you know, I applaud them for being able to, you know, have a platform like this to let people speak on it, come and speak on it and share their story so it can help somebody else who may be, you know, down and out right now, and just show them that recovery is possible. You can get in recovery and your life can change forever.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to go check out more information, sign up. It's a free event. Go to joinmonument.com. Daryl, I appreciate it. I need you to send a message quick before we get out of here. There's a lot of spoiled New York Yankee fans out here that think they need to win the World Series every year. I'm from the Bronx, New York. I might be a spoiled Yankee fan, but I understand the realities. What message would you have for Yankee fans who, you know, kind of side-eyeing the Mets right now, not happy with their own situation?
Well, I think the problem with the Yankees is they think too much of the home run, long ball is going to win. It can only win so many games and so many times. You got to do the little things, you know, and what I see their downfall is doing the little things. You got to be able to get runners in. You got to be able to move runners over. Yes, you got guys in your lineup that can hit home runs, but you got guys in your lineup that strike out a lot too, you know, in situations. So you got to be different. And when you get to the playoffs, you can get away with that during the course of a season, but you can't get away with that in preseason, because preseason, you're not facing the number four and five. You're facing the number one and two starters, and they're going to be pretty darn good. And you're going to have to beat them in a different way. So for Yankee fans, that's what they have to learn how to do. I mean, I played on some great Yankee teams and we were great at what we did because we did the little things to win ball games. And if they can get back to that, they can get better. I know the Mets are on the other side. They're on the other side of the end. They got to get better all the way around to be able to get to the next level.
All right. We've been chatting up with Dow Strawberry. Dow, I'm still trying to find the best yoga instructor for Stanton and Judge to get those hamstrings and the muscles and everything loose. But I'm going to keep you out of that conversation. I don't want to drag you into that one, okay?
Yeah, keep me out of that conversation. They just need to work, train in the offseason on a lot of stretching so they won't get hurt so much.
We've been chatting it up with Dow Strawberry, hanging out with us right here. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.